For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au. So tonight we're looking at what it means to walk by faith, and we'll open in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, Lord. Lord, we commit this time to you, Father, and we pray, Lord, that you be glorified in everything that we do, Lord. And we thank you for every good gift and every perfect gift which comes from you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Well, what it means to walk by faith. So faith is foundational for a Christian to live a victorious life. Glory to God. And when we are born again, we are called to walk by faith. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. So we must learn how to operate in faith if we want to please God, because the Bible says that it's impossible to please him without faith. We know that. So we'll see tonight that walking by faith is the opposite to the world's way, which is walking by sight. And walking by sight is being led by the physical senses. And so we're not to be feelings or sight led, but led by the spirit. So having our spirit, our inner man, in control, and not allowing our physical man to dominate, which is carnal. Glory to God. So living a life of faith is a victorious and powerful. It's a victorious and powerful life. And it's a life trusting in the Lord. And it's unwavering and holding on to his promises. So what does the word say about faith? So let's turn to Hebrews 1:11. And we'll read Hebrews 11:1. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. So what is faith? Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So faith is being sure of what we hope for. It's being certain that what we don't see will come to pass. So it's not relying on what our physical senses tell us, but what God's word tells us, which we know is true. Faith is tangible and it resides in us. So we use our faith to accomplish things in our lives. And faith takes hold of God's promises. So the situation around us, the circumstances might look totally different, but by faith we believe to see the goodness of the Lord. Praise God. So faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Glory to God. So why is it important that we live a life of faith? So let's have a look just down a little bit further in Hebrews 11:6. And we can see the answer to this, why it is important. So Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So if we want to live a life pleasing to God, we must walk by faith. So faith was required when we were born again. And the Lord requires us to continue operating in that faith every day. So, and also we see from this scripture that when we come to him, we must believe that he is who he says he is, and that he is a rewarder, that he is a good God, and he has great things for us as we put our trust in him. glory to God. So without faith, it is impossible to please him. So let's have a look now in Mark 11, 22. Mark 11, 22. And see what Jesus says here in Mark 11, 22. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. So again, we can see God requires us to walk by faith. Jesus said, have faith in God. So to trust completely in him and to know that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, just as we saw before. So we must have faith in God, because and it pleases him. It pleases him as we live a life walking by faith. Let's have a look now in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. 2 Corinthians 5, 7. And we'll have a look further into this and see what the scripture says in 2 Corinthians 5, 7. It says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. So we are called to walk by faith and not by sight. So walking by faith means that we stand on the word of God as the final authority, and that we're not swayed by the circumstances around us, but we trust in the Lord regardless of what's happening around us. So it's the opposite. So the opposite of walking by faith is walking by sight. And as we know, the world walks by sight. So the world says that seeing is believing, and they're led by feelings and circumstances. But Christians are not to walk according to the physical senses, but we should be considering the spiritual things, the eternal things, the things that have real value. So an example for us is Paul and how he approached his Christian walk. So we'll have a look at what he said about this, and we'll look in Acts 20, verse 24. Acts 20, verse 24. So Paul said, and none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. So this is a good example for us, as Paul walked by faith. So he said he was not moved by what was happening around him, that we can see he did not fear, but his trust was in the Lord and his focus was on the spiritual things. His focus was on the things of God and finishing his course and fulfilling what the Lord had for him to do. So although he went through trials and tribulations, he kept his joy up, and we can see that I might finish my course with joy. Glory to God. He trusted in the Lord and his word, and he lived a spirit-led life, just as we are called to do. So we are to keep our eyes firmly fixed on the eternal things, the things that really matter. Glory to God. So Let's look further at this. So what should we be looking at to walk by faith? Let's see what the scripture continues to tell us on this. So we'll have a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 to 18. So 2 Corinthians 4, verses 16 to 18. So 16 to 18 says, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Glory to God. So as we can see, to walk by faith, we must look at the things that are not seen, as they are eternal. So God's word is eternal. It is the incorruptible seed, and spiritual things are eternal. So God's instructing us to live our lives looking at the eternal things, the things that have true value. So everything that we experience with our physical senses, they're temporary, they're fleshy and carnal, and we're not to look at these things because they'll pass away. But the things of God will never pass away, and that is a firm, sure foundation for us to build our lives on. Praise the Lord. So let's have a look at how faith comes. So we'll look at Romans 10:17. See what the word says. Romans 10:17. Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." So faith comes by hearing the words of God. So this means for us to live a life walking by faith, we must be people of the word. Glory to God. So we must be feeding on the word every day, meditating on the word, because the word of God produces faith. And as we hear it and we believe it and it takes root within us, faith develops. So we come to know God's will as his word resides in us. Praise the Lord. So let's have a look at Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Hebrews 10 verse 38. We'll see what the scripture says. Hebrews 10:38 says, "Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." So again, we see that the Lord commands that the just are to live by faith. So as we've seen, faith comes from the word, so the word must be the foundation of our lives. And he also says that he doesn't want us to draw back. He wants us to go forward in him, in our faith walk. And he has no pleasure in fear and unbelief. It's faith that pleases him. So Fear and unbelief is the opposite to faith. And we don't want to live like that. We want to please the Lord and we want to walk by faith. Nice. Glory to God. Let's have a look now at Matthew chapter 4. And we'll look at verse 4. and we'll see what Jesus spoke. He spoke about the importance of God's word in our lives. Matthew 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." So Jesus said that man must live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So Christians are to build their life on the rock of God's words. Glory to God. So not focusing on the outer man, but strengthening the inner man. Growing in faith and conforming to the image of God. So we must not neglect building up our inner man. We must not neglect the word, which produces faith. So it builds faith and it renews our mind. It transforms our thinking to line up with God's way of thinking. Praise the Lord. And that's a good way. Glory to God. So man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, not just some of the words, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So as Christians, we can't live without it. We can't neglect it. Let's have a look now at Romans chapter 12, and we'll look at verses 1 and 2. So Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. Says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So, as we live a life walking by faith, we are to be separate from the world. So, obviously we're in the world, but we're not of it. And we're warned to not conform to the world and its way of thinking, which is against God. Completely opposite direction. The world looks at the temporal. It's carnal and it's flesh-led and tossed to and fro. But we are to be people who are transformed. Transformed, and we do this by renewing our minds through the Word of God. Praise the Lord. So meditating and acting on His Word, allowing the Word to change us, and living a godly life that's acceptable to Him. And as we do this, we come to know His perfect will for our lives. Glory to God. So through renewing our minds, we prove God's good, acceptable, and perfect will. Praise the Lord. So our thinking lines up. It comes into line with His. And then our actions and our attitudes, they come into line. Praise God. So, and as all of this is happening, our faith is growing because the word produces faith. Praise the Lord. So we are warned to not conform to the world, but be transformed by renewing our mind. Glory to God. And meditating on the word of God. Let's turn now to John 8, and we'll look at verses 31. John 8. John 8, verses 31 and 32. And we'll see what Jesus said here. So John 8, 31 to 32 says, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Praise God. So Jesus shows us here that we must continue in his word. So we are his disciples indeed if we continue a life in his word. So we have to place it the highest priority in our lives. The highest priority. So he wants us to trust in him and believing that he is a rewarder of good things. Glory to God. And verse 32 shows us that by knowing the word, that and ye shall know the truth, that we will know true freedom, and the truth shall make you free. And we know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and that his words are truth, and faith is produced by hearing his words, hearing the words of God. Yes. So this is the life that we are commanded to live. We're commanded to walk by faith. Glory to God. Let's turn over to Matthew 6. Matthew 6, verse 31 to 34. We'll see what the Lord Jesus says here. Matthew 6, 31 to 34 says, "Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." So Jesus clearly shows us here that our focus should not be on the flesh, but on the spirit. So we're not to focus on the carnal things, the things that, you know, what are we going to eat and what are we going to wear and that sort of thing. We're not to focus on those things, and we're not to be dominated by the physical senses, but we're to seek after God and his kingdom. So that is to be first place in our lives. So to keep our attention on the spiritual things, sow to the spirit and place the highest priority on the eternal things of God. So as we do this, Jesus said that our physical needs would be met. So the circumstances will come into line with the spirit as we put him first. So as we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these other things will be added unto us. So we must look to God as our provider and trust that he is going to meet all of our needs. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Let's now have a look at James 1, verse 27. So James 1:27 says, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. So we are to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. The world is not going the way of faith. It's going the opposite direction, as we saw before. And we're warned to not to be entangled with the things of this world. So we're called to live a life of faith, and it's vitally important that we keep ourselves separate from those things. And the scripture tells us to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. Praise God. So let's have a look now in Ephesians 4. And we'll look at verses 22 to 27. So Ephesians 4:22 to 27 talks about putting off the old man and putting on the new man. Says that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbour, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. So, living and walking by faith requires us to put off the old man and its sinful ways, and we're to put on the new man, the scripture tells us, created in righteousness and holiness. So having our minds renewed on the word and meditating on it daily. So, and as we read in the previous scripture, being unspotted from the world. So we're transformed by the word of God as we take that in, and it renews our mind. Glory to God. So living a life of faith requires us to trust in the Lord. So let's have a look at Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 7. Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 7. Says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. But in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. So we are commanded to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and to trust in his promises. We're not to lean to our own understanding or our own way of thinking. And the word says to be not wise in our own eyes, but to live our lives acknowledging him and his word and placing the highest priority on it. Glory to God. And we're to humble ourselves and be open to his correction as well, and trust that he is leading us on the best path. Praise God. So let's have a look at Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2. Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. So walking by faith is dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. So we should be confessing this regularly, that the Lord is our refuge and our fortress, and that we trust in Him. So it doesn't matter what the circumstances look like around us. We look to God and we trust that He is the rewarder of good things, and that He looks after us and has great things for us. Praise God. So let's also look in Psalm 27. Verses 13 and 14 of Psalm 27. So Psalm 27 verses 13 and 14 says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So praise God, we can see here the psalmist says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So he believed to see. So this is the opposite to the world's way of thinking and acting. So we are called to live a life of faith that believes God's word is truth. So, and we can see here that as we wait on the Lord, that He strengthens us. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, so keep our joy up, and He shall strengthen our heart. Glory to God. And we know that faith and patience inherit the promises. Praise God. So we'll just turn to Joshua 1, and we'll look at verses 8 and 9 and see what the Lord said to Joshua concerning this. So Joshua 1, verses 8 and 9. So Joshua 1 verses 8 and 9 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. So we can see from this example with Joshua that we are to meditate and live our lives in the Word of God. And as we've seen through the scriptures tonight, that faith comes by hearing the Word. Glory to God. We're not to let it depart out of our mouth, and we must be doers of the word. Yeah. Glory to God. Observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So to walk by faith is trusting in God and His promises. Not being led by sight or the physical senses or what's happening around us, but allowing faith to grow and develop in us. And praise God, not being moved from our faith position. Praise the Lord. So we'll close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for showing us how to walk by faith. Lord, we thank you for your word. We love your word, and it develops faith in us, Lord. Lord, you are our strength and our shield, and we trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.